This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Than simply for physical health. The Dow Jones average fell more than 2,000 points today. That's a decline of more than 7.5%. It was the market's worst day since the 2008 financial crisis. It was the fourth worst day since the Great Depression. Grant Thornton, a major accounting firm, is predicting a global recession due to this epidemic and very low growth, if any, here in the United States. If a recession does hit, it will not be so simple to fight it. The usual stimulus efforts, tax cuts and lower rates, won't reopen factories that have shut down to contain a virus. It won't get people to eat at closed restaurants or shop in closed malls or attend canceled sporting events. We're going to have a demand problem in this economy, and that's a big deal. In other words, our country is likely to experience a painful period we are powerless to stop. None of this is justification to panic. You shouldn't panic. In crisis, it's more important than ever to be calm. But staying calm is not the same as remaining complacent. It does not mean assuring people that everything will be fine. We don't know that. Instead, it's better to tell the truth. That is always the surest sign of strength. As they level with us, our leaders ought to prepare the public for what may come next. If a recession is coming, we need to save money for the possible effect of that. If travel restrictions are coming, we should know that too. Already, the nonstop Acela train service between New York and Washington, which is critical to a lot of people, has been suspended. The Indian Wells tennis tournament in California, one of the largest in the world, has been canceled for this year. The March Madness basketball tournament is supposed to start in a couple of weeks, but it could be held in front of empty stands or postponed or canceled as well. In the end, you may be given the option to work from home, but eventually you may be ordered to do that. You should know. We should also focus on preparing our healthcare system for the worst. The time of containing coronavirus with widespread testing and individual quarantines, blocking the borders. Useful, but that time is over. There are too many cases here now. We cannot stop this epidemic. We can only limit the damage that it does. Now is also the time to start looking ahead to the future. Think about what it would mean to face a deadlier version of coronavirus. It's not unimaginable. It's very easy to imagine. Are we ready for that? We're not ready now. We ought to be. One of the first things we can do to prepare ourselves is break our dependence on China for essential medical supplies. Last week, China's official news service published a piece gloating that the country has brought coronavirus under control. The story claims the rest of the world should apologize to China for criticizing the country over the virus, and then drops this not very subtle warning, quote, "If China retaliates against the United States at this time, in addition to announcing a travel ban on the United States, it will also announce strategic control over medical products and ban exports to the United States. If China announces that its drugs are for domestic use and bans exports, the United States will fall into the hell of a new coronavirus epidemic," unquote. In other words, they're threatening to kill us. And that's not an empty threat. We really are that dependent on China for masks and medical equipment, for basic medicines, for pharmaceuticals of all kinds. It is shocking to wake up one morning and find ourselves in this supine position, dependent on a country that hates us. The people who did it, who made us this dependent on a hostile foreign power, deserve to be punished for what they did. That won't happen, probably. But at least we can try to fix the damage they caused, and there's a lot of it. The Chinese coronavirus will get worse. Its effects will be far more disruptive than they are right now. That is not a guess. It is inevitable, no matter what they're telling you. Let's hope everyone stops lying about that, and soon.
Well, that's what you call a perfect statement of reality. Reasonable, measured, and pointing out that Chi-Com supply most of our drugs and are gloating about it, threatening to cut us off. Just incredible. And that's just one piece of all of this. Thank you for joining us on this March 10th, Tuesday, global transmission, 327 days out from the historic election. Wow, so much crazy stuff's going on. The listeners have really liked the calls. We did a decent job of taking a lot of calls, but still, I didn't get to as many as I wanted to. And so we're going to open the phones up, and we're going to take calls throughout the broadcast today until Paul Joseph Watson hosts the fourth hour ahead of the War Room with Owen Schroyer. We just had Kick Butt David Knight show on. I was watching some of that this morning, getting ready for the transmission. I haven't had any sleep tonight. I tried. No sleep last night. I'll tell you about that, too. An interesting story. Very informative. Talk about a bird's eye view from a very interesting place. So it's a big transmission today. You don't want to miss it. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared, and that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12 back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
You've got it, you've got it.
The newsman's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it, you've got it.
Task Force, we had the opportunity to brief the president today on a broad range of issues. Once again, because of the unprecedented action that President Trump took in January, suspending all travel from China, establishing travel advisories for portions of South Korea and Italy, establishing screening of all direct flights, all passengers from all airports, Italy and South Korea. We have bought a considerable amount of time, according to all the health experts, to deal with the coronavirus here in the United States. In fact, as I stand before you today, the risk of contracting the coronavirus to the American public remains low, and the risk of serious disease among the American public also remains low. That being said, the president did deploy not just a whole-of-government approach, but also a whole-of-America approach. And last week, at the president's direction, we met with leaders in industries from nursing homes to airlines, pharmaceutical companies, commercial labs, and it's had great, great impact. Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know how pleased the president was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp and Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today. This week, the president's direction will be meeting with hospital CEOs, health insurance CEOs, and all building on top of what the president will be announcing tomorrow with regard to economic relief for working Americans. We also met today in a conference call with 47 of America's governors. We were able to brief them on the latest, the progress that we've made. We were able to confirm with them that testing is now available in all state labs in every state in the country. Over 1 million tests have been distributed before the end of this week. Another 4 million tests will be distributed. But as I said before, with the deployment of the commercial labs, we literally are going to see a dramatic increase in the availability of testing, and that's all a direct result.
Okay, let's stop right there. I thought we should hear from Tucker Carlson in the first little segment, and now from the Vice President. Tucker Carlson, I'm very tempted to re-air that little 3.5 minutes again at the bottom of the hour because I'm not here in the Tucker Carlson ass-kissing gallery. Like, I used to not like Tucker Carlson back when he was on CNN, was more libertarian-esque, not really hardcore, but he's really matured into a thoroughbred. And I know he writes his own stuff, for his teleprompter. I know him in person. He's that smart in person. And he perfectly summed it up last night. And it's really hard to top that. I mean, I can get into all the minutiae. We'll take your calls. We'll bring in a lot of angles. But this is a big deal. And Communist China supplies the majority of our pharmaceuticals, and most of them are tainted and toxic. Then they also hammer us with enough fentanyl to kill the entire world over and over again with an overdose. So that's the level of stuff that's going on. And I'm not just trying to make Communist China the boogeyman. Communist China, in their own admissions, has killed over 100 million people. Communist China has aborted over 400 million babies, most of them little girls. Communist China is the model of the globalist surveillance grid right now all over the world, and is being adopted and is rolling out teams to teach big tech how to surveil better and how to surveil people for coronavirus like they're the savior of the planet. It's disgusting. You take a man-made virus that leaks out of Wuhan, the Senate Intelligence Committee members have come out and said that's what the evidence shows, and somehow that turns them into the victims and turns the Chi-Coms into the good guys, when we just saw something out of a science fiction zombie movie with what they did to their own population. So I'm going to cover all the latest developments on that front, give the number out here in just a moment, and then start taking your calls, because it's very informative in all the different angles you come up with. Any subjects you want to cover, long-time listeners, first-time callers, long-time callers, it's a free-for-all on this Tuesday global transmission. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Something very interesting happened this morning. I was talking to one of the crew members from another part of the building, and he was like, you know, there's a rumor in the office that you use cocaine, because there's no way you can be so tired during a break and then explode, you know, once you come back on air. Well, that's what I do. I care passionately about this. And the reason InfoWars has been so successful is excitement is contagious. Adrenaline and endorphins and focused anger is a drug. It's a drug I use. It's a drug I'm addicted to. And it's a drug that I'm trying to get off of. That's the drug I'm on, is hatred of devil worshipers and pedophiles. And it's an important drug. It's why God gave it to us. But at the same time, I've got too much of it. I've got too much of it. I don't want to die of a heart attack, you know, at 50. Because I'm 46, man. It's, you know, it's in my family's background. Alpha male, super successful at everything. Gigantic, spectacular heart attacks at 55, they're gone. Then others learn how to chill out before then. They live to be 90. I want to be those guys that lived to 90. Hell, some of them 100. But it's hard. But then I see other people that don't care at all. I see other people that just don't think anything matters, and they're dead. And it's better to be alive and burn twice as bright than to be basically a dim bulb that is never awake, never cares, and never has passions. And that's why I talk about the man in the arena. But that's why the left always says Alex Jones, the cokehead, Alex Jones, the drug addict, Alex Jones this, Alex Jones that. And it's because they don't have that type of passion. They don't have that drive, so they can't imagine somebody that can broadcast 10 hours a day if they need to and love it and want to come back at night and do more, because they don't have that spark that sets fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. But I know you have that spark and you have that focus, and that's what we need more of. Turn things around. You know, that's why last year I was a good boy for, I don't know, over 4 months, didn't have one drink, lost a whole bunch of weight, exercised better, felt so much good. And then Christmas came around, started drinking again a little bit, and I'm going to now endeavor just to 100% quit forever, just because it takes my focus away. But I take depressants. I mean, I take natural knockout at night to help sleep. That's a depressant, natural depressant. I drink alcohol to not, you know, care. And because I care too much, and I take it to take the focus away, to take the clarity away, to because I can't handle reality. But you know what? That's me being honest about it, that I go and hide in places like that. But other people, they just don't give a damn. So why does it even matter to them? But I do care. And I care about having integrity. And that's why the system constantly says Alex Jones is a fake, Alex Jones is a phony, Alex Jones doesn't have integrity, Alex Jones' lawyer says that he is a actor. None of that's true. They were trying to enter as evidence that I was insane in a Joker makeup, saying put fluoride in the water. I was doing a satire piece. I was being an actor there. But I'm not an actor when I'm on the show being Alex Jones myself as a father and a man and as a Christian and as a human telling the truth. So the globalists are great at stealing our identity, saying we're racist, saying we're bad. It's not true. I care about humanity. And I will not let them steal my identity. And that's why it's so important for all of you to be vocal and all of you to be involved, because they want to steal your identity. And when you don't speak out and when you're not involved, they can lie and take your voice as well. Don't let Ursula take your voice like she did the Little Mermaid. Make one of those little slaves down in her pit. Break free and use that voice and empower yourself and future generations. Stay with us at newswars.com, band.video. Spread those links if you want to override the globalists and exercise your power.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Through the galaxy. And most people never even ask where we came from or who we are. Who's our daddy? Well, I'm asking that question. We're going to open the phones up and take a ton of your calls today. But Judy and Andre and Roberto and Hobbs and Carlos and John and Tim and many, many others. So that's all coming up. Okay, let's go ahead and burrow into the facts. There's a new naturalnews.com article up on Infowars.com. Breaking new analysis reveals President Trump must lock down the USA, just like Italy, in order to break the chain of exponential spread of the coronavirus. All air traffic and road traffic must be halted. You know, that is a very extreme statement by Mike Adams. And he's an engineer. He's a mathematician. He's one of the smartest people I know. But I've seen the other models. The virus will still just spread slower, but many models show it'll spread just as much. And who knows if it'll mutate to be worse or less. Looks like it's mutating to get worse. So... and we don't even know its morbidity rate. First it was 15, and then now it's 2, maybe it's lower. And again, if it's 0.1%, it's a serious issue. But they don't have a vaccine for it. You don't want a vaccine for it. It's a mutant virus. You'll never have a proper vaccine. Just like the flu is always mutating. It's why no vaccine for the flu has ever worked. You actually read the real literature on it, the real white papers, the real, it's a fact. Think about that. And in the old days, just a few years ago, everybody knew there were huge crises caused by vaccines and mass deaths and side effects and secret vaccine payout funds. But now, Facebook and Twitter and Google, they say, and Apple... you're not going to say a word about vaccines unless you're a doctor approved by Big Pharma. Wow. So there goes the power of consumer reports. And, hey, I went in this restaurant and I think I got food poisoning. Or, hey, my kid took this shot and had a convulsion. That's, we've always known that's the most important reporting there is the average person. But they've shut it all down, ladies and gentlemen. And now we know that things like Rotten Tomatoes and TripAdvisor are rigged. Just 5-6 years ago, they were pretty accurate. Now they're rigged. There's articles and reports of it everywhere. And so the system set up the internet and sold it to us that, oh, it's the internet of things and we're all able to go and say what we like and whatever is the best goes to the top. That got us all addicted because it was so real. It was so true. They still gamed it some. But now it's completely becoming synthetic where it's not just Alex Jones that the search results are fixed, all negative, all old news articles demonizing me and lies and incredible disinformation. But now it gets even more insane where it's almost everything now. Oh, you think Google just shows you where all the restaurants are? Remember, they should show you all of them? Or the nav on your car. But now it's who pays. It's who pays Dodge. It's who pays Toyota. It's who pays Mercedes. It's who pays Google. It's who pays Twitter. It's who pays Facebook. Just to be a map that you see. Now, remember, at first, false advertising, they would show you everything. But now, they don't show you everything. But see, you're already addicted to it. I'm already addicted to it. You think you're getting what's real. You think you're getting what was the interface to the world, a crystal ball. But now it's not a crystal ball that looks wherever you want to look. A Palantir is what they call the internet. That's an old NSA term for it. 30 years ago, they were building it. Not just a program they have. And you think about that, how they're robbing reality and blinding you. But when they come to a debate about it, it's just, we're just censoring Alex Jones, that the Nazi. And then even that's a lie. So I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to get into all of this. But I don't think Mike's bad for giving the extreme analysis, and he's been pretty much dead on so far. But we have to look at the other perspectives in all of this and say there's really not proof of the morbidity of the lethalness of this at any level that would cause this type of panic. But it's that it's an unknown, and China responded by locking things down up front. And all the leftist cities and all the leftist tech companies and all the big banks are ordering the biggest panic they could. And they're canceling work at, big tech buildings, because they don't want you going out. Big tech wants you in your house, hooked up to a terminal, with drones outside surveilling you, where you're not allowed to go outside unless they've authorized it. They want you forced into their cage. A mini Times Square, where it's all just screens and controls and Google goggles and brain chips, and that's all children are born into, and everybody's going to be cesarean section born, and then you won't even be able to be born because everybody's sterilized. And this is the admitted incremental plan they're following step by step. And I can tell you, just like the Bible told you 2,000 years ago, humans did not cook up this plan. I mean, anybody that really sits back, I know Mike Adams agrees with me and many others. I don't get into flying saucers and how the space station constantly sees stuff shooting by at 50,000 miles an hour and going in loopy loops. I mean, obviously, there's a bunch of stuff up there. But if you look at the architecture of the rollout and the smartphones and the system of making the world uninhabitable for humans, it's alien. And again, the Bible says there is a fallen entity that is immortal that lives here but can't get off and is imprisoned and hates us because we were made by the dude that marooned them here. That's the coolest science fiction book ever, man. 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000. So the Egyptians were saying that, too. You don't just think the Jews just cooked that up 3,000 years ago. We're putting in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then it's the Indians say that in their Sanskrit, and it's in the carvings. And that's what it is, folks. Some really nasty, nasty aliens who really want to hurt you. And they're getting humans that collaborate with them through a spiritual interface. It's like the internet, you don't see it, but it's a spiritual interface. It's spiritual, it's a spirit, it's a transmission. They've now proven that's going on. It's how hummingbirds know how to fly from, Canada to Guatemala. And they're building a thing to kill everybody and telling those that sold out to them, don't worry, you'll merge with machines and join us soon. Yes, they're so hammered. Oh, yes, Master. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Man, yes, we got a very nice plan for you. And notice the media never attacks me for covering all that because they all know that's true. Everybody I talk to, high-level Silicon Valley, is in a cult, ladies and gentlemen, of UFOs. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones. Appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what. It's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
She didn't quite hear me. Asking about I had Merle Haggard's tickets bought. A month before he died, he was on a Texas-Oklahoma tour.
He died of pneumonia, and I had never seen Merle Haggard in person. Same thing with Johnny Cash. Back before South by Southwest was one of the biggest things in the world. This is like 30 years ago. It's hard to believe I've been out of high school that long. My parents, I just got out of high school, said we have tickets from our friends downtown that need some musicians involved to Johnny Cash. And I'm like, yeah, I got a girlfriend. I got stuff. I like Johnny Cash because, you know, I listen to Johnny Cash all the time. I'm a CD player in my car. And then he died like a year later. One of the last shows he did. They said it was incredible. I don't know why I'm even telling that story. It's like, just if there's something you want to do on your bucket list, you need to get it done is all I'm saying. Because especially when it comes to American icons like that. Because, you know, I don't give a rat's ass about some Hollywood globalist tiddlywinks person. But outlaws like Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and people like that that did their own thing and totally changed the entire industry and also promoted Americana, that was a revolutionary thing. But I got to tell you, because it needs to be said, there's nothing more rebel and more avant-garde and more grassroots and more Paul Revere and more outlaw, more salt of the earth Americana than InfoWars. It's just a fact. Our guest, our crew, what we do here, the listeners, the callers, just everybody, it's amazing. And there's nothing more rebel than being lied about and demonized and attacked and sued and deplatformed by scum. So I'm proudest of my children, and I'm proud of just being alive and being conscious. But I want to say I'm proud of what InfoWars has done and all the trials and tribulations we've gone through. And I've just been letting myself, instead of always being so angry that we're not fighting hard enough and that the enemy's so evil and that I'm so angry at myself for this weight that I'm not doing enough, I've really been praying about it a lot. And God said, you need to enjoy the victories you've had and savor things and have more joy. And you need to tell people about the great success we've all had together. That's literally what God's put on my heart. And so I just want to take a moment to recognize this crew. And to recognize the incredible audience of activists. That's an oxymoron to call you an audience. You are hard chargers. And I love you, whether you're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, from Japan, Mexico, South Korea, Chile, Canada, Germany, Russia. I don't care. We're all human beings. And we all want justice and freedom. That's why you're tuned in. And it's just an amazing thing that we've all been through together. It's absolutely an amazing thing that we've all been through together. I could plow into this coronavirus stack. I could plow into this InfoWars stack. Man, there's a lot. Wow. Man, the stuff that the pervert mafia is doing, the pedophile mafia. I mean, that's what drag queen story time is the pedophile mafia grooming children publicly and saying they're grooming them. And I pray about this, too. Like, do I play the latest clips that are the most horrible ever? Or at a certain point, we just talk about the fact that we love God and we love justice. We need to protect our children, and we know how bad they are now. And we've kind of done the job exposing them. And the truth is, we have to keep exposing them. We have to keep showing it because they want us to just get overwhelmed and just give up. Do not give up. But there is a time to expose these people and to show what they're doing. There's a time not to. But I know you've got courage just like I do, but man, looking at these people and watching them hump these kids in public, man, I just can't do it. I'm going to have a heart attack. And is that a form of censorship? Are they winning? Because I can't look at fat dudes in clown outfits saying, we're here to groom your kids one way or the other. You know what it is? My mind is like, hey, you just, you know what your soul says we should do. But then that makes them the victims and they win. They're trying to get us to strike out at them. Instead, we've got to guard our children and expose these monsters and cut the funding off to any group. Oh, my God. Or any. Turn it off. Turn it off. I already saw this. That's another thing. I do research for the show, and then I just can't show it again. It's like there's some kind of crime. We already saw it once, and you just but the people need to know, though. See, if I showed you the footage we've got, stations will call and say, you shouldn't be showing that. And I'll say, you're absolutely right, sir or ma'am. But this is what kids are being taught. People need to know. And they go, actually, you're right. Well, what do we do? I don't know what we do. I don't know because I can't even show you what comes next on these videos. I don't want to look at it. Showing it is something should not be shown. We're all on TV stations. I get it, man. And the stations are like, you can't show that. Exactly. How is it happening to small children if you can't show it on TV? Oh, boy. Oh, Jiminy Crickets. Anyways. See, I'm going to take a vacation next week. I'm not going out of town, but everyone's insisted that I take a week off, and somehow, how do you take a week off during this coronavirus insanity? The coronavirus is a hoax, and the coronavirus is 100% real. That's how the universe works. It's paradoxes. It's man-made. It does kill a certain percentage of people, but the hype and the economic crises and the supply chain disruptions are already happened, and it's seismic, and it's devastating, and it's meant to take out the U.S. economy. And we predicted that, and the whole globalist media is openly flaunting that as a way to bring down the U.S. And Trump needs to be out attacking them for using it as a weapon. Tucker Carlson gets it. You know who we need for president? I'm serious. Step aside, Donald Trump, and give me Tucker Carlson. I'm serious. Because I'm thinking this stuff, and I'm saying it, and I watch Tucker a couple days later, and I'm not saying he's copying us, though he is a viewer, but he they're my tunes, him. And he's got knowledge, I've got knowledge, we distill it, and he knows how to distill it. Take all the stuff everybody else sees and just say it in like 4 minutes. What a gift. Because you kill the hysteria by admitting the worst potential up front, so now people know what to expect. If you don't do that, then when it comes, you're hit flat-footed. We're going to go to break and come right back with your calls, I promise. 877-789-2539 on this Tuesday Global Transmission. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm just going to tell you that for just your daily life and your gums and your teeth and for regular viruses and bacteria, the patented nanosilver we have, the Pentagon has come out and documented in Homeland Security and said this stuff kills the whole SARS corona family at point blank range. Well, of course it does. It kills every virus. But they found that. And then this is 13 years ago. And the Pentagon uses the product we have. And the product we have in private label is about to be in Walmart coming up. They just ordered a massive crap ton of it, not the one they have, but this even better one that we have. So I'm just saying we're always cutting edge, thank to God. I just go with the research, go with the spirit, and we always have it. The nano silver toothpaste in the super blue with the tea tree and the iodine. That's the super blue is amazing. And then we have the whitening toothpaste that has the nano silver. And a lot more as well. Those are both excellent. They're at InfoWarsStore.com. They're still discounted despite all the hell breaking loose. We have storable food in stock, but we have to package it, and it's 6 to 8 weeks behind shipping it out to you. Other people will lie to you. Got big old Pinocchio noses. We're not. That's what's going on. You want storable food? You want to get delivered? This thing, if it is super bad, peaks in about 12 weeks in the U.S., the model show. So you get your food, InfoWarsStore.com, and it's high quality. It's a very low price. They haven't raised prices yet, but I'm told it's next week. So InfoWarsStore.com. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock as well.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal's done. You got to know when to hold up.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here, your host. All right, let's go to your calls right through into the fourth hour with Paul Joseph Watson. Tons of clips, breaking news as it comes in. We'll be covering it all. I can't say this enough. Please don't forget the broadcast is not a spectator sport. It is a full contact sport, and there are no spectators. You're in the arena, whether you like it or not. You were born into the arena. And those that decide to get in a fetal position and be victims are the ones that are going to get run over. Those that decide to start fighting are the ones that are going to soar. All right, let's go to Roberto in New York. Disagrees with AJ on Trump and the virus. Goes to the head of the line, Roberto. Tell me how I'm wrong.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Well, first I'd like to say it was an honor to stand side by side with you in Virginia. I was on your show the night before in front of the Capitol building. And then also, if I could, I've had storable food of yours for about 5 years, and I sleep better at night knowing that my family will be well off in any type of situation like we have now. So with that being said, I feel as if you've been passive, to say the least, on your criticism of Trump. For those of us that are very educated on what's going on with our financial system and the true numbers of the economy and jobs and everything.
Something he inherited. I mean, the globalists are trying to bring down the economy. Of course, the economy's fake and all screwed over and out of control. He's trying to ride the tiger he was put on top of. Trump ain't the tiger, brother.
Well, I'd ride that sucker. Yeah. I just feel lied to by Trump frequently, and I mean, you can definitely prove that the things that he says to the public are lies, and his voter base is a lot of middle class, hardworking people.
Okay,
go ahead.
CNN will show you 50 jars of gumballs and say every one of those is a lie. That's a stunt. Tell me what is a lie about the U.S. economy that Trump's telling you.
Well, I'd like to start with the jobs numbers and the labor force participation rate, which right now we're at, I believe, 63% labor force participation rate, the actual people that work. In 2010, at the height of the financial crisis, we had 64% of our population employed and working. So that number right there is swept under the rug when they just want to report new jobs. Now, I'm not against Trump. He has done many, many things for our country and, you know, his support base, but there's fundamental issues.
Tomatoes, tomatoes. We're in an economic war with the globalists trying to bring the economy down. Of course he's hyping everything positive to keep the country going. If he does it, the ship goes down. Of course he's rallying the troops. And notice just that rallying took us from a 1% growth rate to a 3.8. So the Federal Reserve raised rates to kill that. I've seen Trump, man, really deliver on pulling out of Afghanistan, pulling out of Syria. I mean, here's the deal. I run a few things. Okay, nothing like the president. Let's say 1/100th. And I know how hard it is, even with good people, to get it done. I cannot imagine what it's like to have to sit there with traitors and spies and lies and saboteurs and what he's gotten done. We should just be, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not about sycophantically praising Trump. I can't sit there and look at a man who's 73 and works harder than I can. And I'm literally burnt out. Okay. I mean, you want to say it, you know, I probably had a couple nervous breakdowns. Okay. Already. I don't know how he's doing this. Okay. So I just, it's too easy to look at the man in the arena bloody for us and the whole enemy against him and then just say, and I'll bitch at him about things he needs to do. I just, when it comes to boosting the economy, he's done exactly what I would do.
Yes, sir. But the people that are benefiting the most, the middle class feels fantastic refreshing their 401k 50 times a day. However, the middle class is also in that herd mentality, and the vast majority of these people will absolutely lose all of the money that they poured into this stock market because of Trump's touting of these numbers.
Sure, and the globalists think if they take that 401k away, all those people are going to turn against Trump, and they're wrong. I appreciate your call. Trump took the fiat wrecked thing he had, and he put a new coat of paint on it, and he cleaned up a few things and put in a new battery, and he's just hoping it gets down the road so he can get innovations released. He inherited a burning hulk, and then he stood up to China and their screw jobs and said no and shut a bunch of it down and brought it back to us because it was all one-sided and did a fair deal, not reparations for 50 years of China having a one-side deal screwing us over. How about reparations? I mean, we deserve that. China, with the globalists that run it, had one-sided deals, deindustrializing us, screwing everybody over the whole world. And Trump just came in and destroyed all of that. He lets India go after the Islamics that are killing the Hindus. Beautiful. I mean, you know, listen, when I actually get pissed at Trump, and it happens all the time because I get tunnel vision like you do, and I want to see him do the right thing on this or that, and then I sit back and I start looking at what he really did. And it's just like, my God, how do you do that? How do you do this? How do you carry that out? And I don't want to make this about Trump. In fact, this is something I've wanted to say for 2 years, but it would take a whole show to say it. I don't want my identity to be Donald Trump. I don't want your identity to be Donald Trump. Liberty and freedom cannot be all staked on this dude or me. They think the liberty movement is staked on Alex Jones. They know this audience, this operation, I'm the focal point, is relaunched Libertà worldwide. So they want to demonize me, shut me down, attack me, make me give up, so they can then say, oh, look, we destroyed their champion. As long as you realize that my destruction is our empowerment, and I'm not, well, I don't mind asking for it, but I mean, if it needs to happen, so be it. It's just that is not an enemy victory. The attack on this operation is a sign of our prowess and our devastating success with truth against their operations. So again, the critic can look at the man in the arena all day long and say how he should have done better. You know a man by his enemies, and Trump has the enemies of somebody that should be supported. And that's where I stand, and that's what I have to say about that whole situation. But I think it's fine for you to call in and criticize the president. Of course the numbers are cooked. That's baked into the cake. He's riding the horse or the tiger or the bear or the bull that he was given. And you really can't fault a man doing that, fighting with what he's got. All right, let's go to Andrew. Is that Andrew or Andre? My eyes are going out. Andre in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you got it wrong again. I called once and you said Andre. It's Andrea.
Okay, thank you. I just can't read the thing. My eyes are going out.
No, that's okay. So listen, you know, it's so funny because I'm calling from New York and I totally disagree with your first caller. But the reason why I'm calling is because I'm frustrated like you. I've been doing business with China for 20 years. And I specifically have been doing business with this one gentleman that came from China, and him and I got close because we were both young and we were both starting out a new business. And I became friends with him and I went back to work with him a few years ago. And in our showroom, we're in the apparel industry. In 2016, he was all for Trump. He told me China hated Obama. Okay. Couldn't stand Obama, wanted Trump to win, and I just find it very interesting that the left is, you know, blaming him for with the tariffs and with everything else because he knew what he was walking into. He has that experience. He knows what's going on. When he says President Xi is a friend of his, they have a culture. They're saving face. When this happened after the tariffs, I knew right away. And he also told me one thing that nobody's mentioning. Every 100 years, something goes on in China. And my boss at the time in 2016 told me in 2020, something is going to happen according to the Chinese beliefs. So whether it was done purposely, not done purposely, I believe I follow you. I think
it's totally purposeful.
I'm tired of everybody trashing Trump because Trump didn't need to do this. Okay, he did it. He was called in to do it. He's doing a great job. And I like to see everybody else go up there and do what he is doing. And that's what I want. And I think you're doing a fantastic job, too.
Well, I'm sorry that I got your name wrong repeatedly. I used to have 2015 vision, and it was 2020. They're going to have to move that screen closer. My eyes are going out of 46. Man, it's like stuff starts breaking. I used to have teeth that I could bite through anything. Now they're like breaking off. I'm getting old. It's okay. Getting ready to join the Lord in about 50 years now. And right when this body rots and falls apart, that spirit's going to go to the next level. Just made the jump into hyperspace. Follow every possible trajectory.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.